Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa's back. She hasn't been here for a while. We've missed her. Catherine has been with us over the years, and she's a multi-year member of the branding and advertising industry. She started when she was in kindergarten, and but she has been senior vice president at some of the big guys like Smith Barney. She's had a significant career in with the big companies. Now she's an author, and her book is called the new one I'm holding in my hand is called Breakthrough Branding, and she's our good friend Catherine Caputa. Welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Also, she's the author of You Are a Brand, and we've talked about that before in the past. Catherine, when I before you got here, I was telling the audience you were coming and we were going to talk about branding. I said that when I started doing my show, I started talking about branding, and my biggest challenge in those days was not really explaining how branding works, but getting small business owners to believe that they had a brand. It wasn't just Nike and Xerox and General Motors. It was them, and that they had brands, and that they could leverage those brands, and they needed to defend their brands. But today we've got to do all that. Plus, with the new media, branding has really, frankly, gotten more complicated. What do you think?
Well, it's gotten more complicated, but there's also more opportunities too. And it's really, you have more control in an odd way because before. There were a lot of gatekeepers. Now we can all have a blog, we can all tweet, we can all build our own audiences. We don't have to get approval,
right.
to go on, fight to get on your show, Jim. So there's a lot of options that we can all do, and you really need to do them all. And, one thing I always say to people is, if you don't take charge of your brand, other people will.
That's
your
exactly
competitors
right.
Competitors will, your customers.
Somebody is
charge.
Going to define your brand. You've got to decide
right.
if you want to do it, or if you want to let your grumpy customer do it, or if you want to let a competitor
right.
do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things. I mean, one of the things I do in the book is, I show two Yelp reviews for a company done the same day, one praising the company, the other saying they had the worst service experience of their life, So which one is true? But,
right.
If you just get a negative review, that can define you for a lot of people. So you really
right.
want to take charge yourself.
What is breakthrough branding?
Well, breakthrough branding is really branding that breaks through the noise out there, that really differentiates your brand. I talk about, it's very important to have a brand that's different than your competitors, that's relevant to the market, and that is authentic to you, that really comes out of, your DNA and your business's DNA. So, and I think, today you really have to have breakthrough branding in every step of the game, from, the idea for your business and positioning your idea, as well as packaging the idea with, a strong visual identity
mm-hmm.
and verbal identity, the name and tagline, and just all the marketing you do, the social media
right.
and all the other things. That's what I tried to do in the book.
How do we, you talked about earlier about not having to get permission. In the old days, the reason why the big companies seemed to have a corner on branding is because they had the money to push the brand out there and shove it down
right.
your throat, so to speak. And small businesses
right.
didn't have that. We didn't have the channels to get our brand out.
Right.
As you say, today we do. But how do we do breakthrough branding in our world? Because I really try to get small business owners to realize for most of us, most small
right.
businesses are Main Street small businesses. We don't have to
right.
conquer the world. We just need to find those people who are willing to pay for our special sauce. And how do we break through to those people?
Well, Jim, it's all about building community. I mean, you have a community, with your show and with your platform, and people know what you stand for. They know the kind of conversation. They know that they're going to learn something here. Well, it's the same with the local retailer. You want to build community. And breakthrough branding is the kind of branding for your business that, connects with people, what their needs are, what they want, and get them involved in the conversation. You know, today, branding is a two-way street. You know, it's not just what you say your brand is, it's what your customers
right.
say your brand is. And you want to invite them in, and there's a lot of ways to do it. You know, now with local and mobile all being hot, there's a lot of, you know, advertising and PR media that you can use, you know, to get people locally right in your community.
But branding,
and that's what makes it interesting.
And but you can't, in my opinion, you can't do breakthrough branding. You can't accomplish that if you don't understand that in today's world, breakthrough, or I should say branding, is not, it's obviously never been just your logo, but there's so many more things. Isn't a lot of small business branding, isn't it more and more about being relevant to people and letting
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I agree
them,
with you. You know, I think
them,
in the old days, yeah.
Letting them
I think
feel,
in the old days, people.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, I think in the old days, people did think, Jim, of branding as your name and your logo. But the way I define branding is everything you do to build community with your customers. And breakthrough branding is doing that, you know, in spades, that you have, you know, there's a, you know, an emotional connection mm-hmm. between your customers and your brand. And they're going to listen to your show, Jim, because they know what they're going to get there. And it's going to mm-hmm. be a different experience than what they're going to get at a different, you know, radio show that you know, is geared towards entrepreneurs. So it's that kind of thing, and it's having a real sense of, you know, having a personality. You know, personality is part of your brand.
That's
you know,
exactly
it's having
right.
a game plan. It's having for success. It's having a special relationship with your customers. And
that relationship, you know, Catherine, in my opinion, is like when I do business with companies and I wonder, and I need something. I need something customized. I want it just like I want it. And I think of a certain company, my first thought is, I know they can do this. I know they will do this. If I ask them to do this, they'll do this. That's the ding in branding, isn't it?
Yes. And I think one thing also is smart branders realize, too, it's not just your external branding with your customers and prospects, but it's also your internal branding to your employees and creating mm-hmm. a special culture in your company. So that everybody, you know, is, you know, marching to the same dream.
Can we talk about that?
Brand.
Can we talk about that internal branding culture in the next segment?
I think that's a
really important thing to talk about because see, when I talked about saying to myself, I know they can do it. I might not have been thinking about the company. I might have been thinking about that one of that company's employees. Because
exactly.
he or she
exactly.
had done this for me before. Quick break. Catherine, give us your website quickly, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
All right. The book is called Breakthrough Branding. It's brand new. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Buddy Holly to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.